Welcome back to Candid, a podcast by Swatch and AMDA. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Candid. I am so excited for this episode. I have a very special guest, one of my friends, Anna Kate, who is also an apparel merchandising student at Auburn, and she's also a senior, but she's interning in New York this summer, and I kind of picked her brain about how her internship is going, and we just got into everything from the application process to the do's and don'ts of applying for your internship and internship season, if anyone's going into their junior year, or even if you're a sophomore. And it was just such a great conversation. And I had the best time talking to her, and I cannot wait for you guys to listen. But before that, I'm going to get into a little life update, and I'm going to introduce, you know, my fashion icon of the week and my quote of the week. So get excited. So life has been insane the last couple of weeks. I've been in New York officially a little over a month, and I'm going into week 5 of my internship. Actually, I'm going into week 6. When this goes up, I will have just finished my week 5, and I cannot tell you guys how incredible this experience has been. I am genuinely so in love with my job. I'm so in love with my internship and the industry that I'm working in, and it really just has been the biggest dream come true of my entire life. And I go into work and I leave, and it genuinely feels like I'm not even doing a job. And I was telling my mom about that, and she was like, that's how you know, like, that you're doing the right thing. And I truly do feel like the stars have aligned. I'm doing the right thing. I love what I'm doing. I love the people that I'm around, and I feel so fulfilled. I feel fulfilled in the projects that I'm doing and everything that I'm learning and being exposed to. It's just been the most wonderful time, and I cannot wait to tell you guys more about, you know, what a New York City fashion internship is actually like. You know, there's expectations and there's reality, but I can tell you truthfully that this internship has surpassed all expectations. And I'm so excited for the next few weeks as I wrap it up, but I'm going to be devastated to leave, I've realized, after being exposed to kind of what it's like to have this full-time position in a corporate fashion company and going into work every day, getting on the train, having assignments and meetings and tasks. It's going to be weird to transition back into a college lifestyle. And I think it's going to be pretty difficult, honestly. I've gotten so comfortable here. I have a coffee shop that I go to, and I have a walk that I go on, and a Pilates class that I go to. And there are just so many people that I feel like have become a part of my family, my close-knit group. You know, when you move to a new city and you don't know anyone, you kind of have to develop a community for yourself, and you have to kind of create your own home and a home away from home. You know, New York City is far from Montgomery, Alabama, but I've kind of made it my place. And there are things about living here that I think I'm going to miss deeply. And it's going to be a very sad transition back to college, but I'm so excited to be back. You know, I'm excited to see my friends and to get back into the groove of senior year, but it's definitely going to be bittersweet. And I've just loved this experience so much. Every day I wake up and I feel so excited that I get to go to work. And I've never felt like, oh my gosh, I have to go to work tomorrow. Oh, I've never felt like that. I've never once had that feeling of dread or annoyance. I'm excited to go. I jump out of bed and I'm so excited for Monday, for the weekend to be over. I do love the weekends, obviously, but I'm excited to get into work. And I think that that's such a powerful thing. And it really has solidified, you know, that I am on the right path. And it's just been such an amazing experience. And me and Anna Kate kind of talk about it a little bit more. But I'm kind of going to get into, of course, my fashion icon of the week and my quote of the week. So this week, my fashion icon is none other than Diane von Furstenberg. If you know, you know, she is an icon, and she really is such a huge force in the fashion industry. She always has been. She opened her first collection on 7th Avenue in 1972. And if you're familiar with her brand. The wrap dress is kind of the iconic piece that launched her career. And that attempt, despite the dresses selling so well, it actually left her bankrupt. And she kind of had to re-strategize. And then eventually she did turn DVF into an international fashion empire. So I think that's just a testament to the fact that success looks different on everyone. And there will be setbacks, but it's how you have the comeback. You know, you have a big setback, but how are you going to come back and not be discouraged? And I think she's such an incredible woman and an inspiring woman, and somebody that if you look into her and you look into her belief system and the things that she said have just really resonated with me. And I'm actually reading her book right now. It's called The Woman I Wanted to Be. And it's an incredible book. She has so many amazing things to say. And I really encourage anyone who is a woman, you don't even have to be interested in the fashion industry, actually everybody read it. This is such an amazing book. And I've always kind of had her on my list of, you know, women I look up to. And this book has just made that even more true. So she's also the president of the Council of Fashion Designers of America, so the CDFA, and she fights for healthy bodies on the runway. She's a huge force behind having healthy models and having good representation of all shapes and sizes, which I think is absolutely incredible. And she didn't really come into the fashion industry from necessarily a fashion background. She actually majored in economics at the University of Geneva. So she said that she never really got into it. Economics, of course. But with fashion, she didn't have this, you know, childhood fascination with fashion. It wasn't until she was an adult that it became a passion of hers. And she said that as a young girl, she wasn't interested in it, but she was interested in being a grown-up. And I think fashion had a lot to do with that. So fashion was kind of her method of transitioning into womanhood and transitioning into a confident, powerful person. So I loved reading about her past, and her mother was actually a Holocaust survivor. And she speaks a lot about her mother and how much that helped her, how much her mother's background inspired her to be the woman that she is, and how much her mother taught her. And her mother did so many, you know, funny things in her childhood that ended up being huge shapers of who Diane would become. So she says that her mother would make her give speeches at family events, which made her comfortable with speaking in person, which is a huge part of her career now. She's a public speaker, and she says that that gave her confidence. And when her family would go out to restaurants and her mother and her father would let her come, her mother would tell her, you know, go outside, report on your findings, let me know what you see, let me know what you meet. And she said that doing that, she had this sort of curiosity instilled in her from a young age. And it taught her to watch what other people do and to make friends with people that she didn't know. And to this day, she says that she prefers to travel alone because traveling with others limits her freedom and reduces the fun of the unpredictable. And I think that she's such a huge inspiration to me, especially while I'm in New York, because she talks so much about being on your own and not necessarily, you know, having this huge reliance on others. And I feel like in this stage of my life, that's kind of where I'm at. I'm kind of experiencing a post-grad lifestyle where I'm moving to a city I don't really know anyone and kind of having to start from scratch. I can't rely on other people to do things for me. I kind of have to do everything myself. And she says that you're always with yourself, so you might as well enjoy the company. And that is so true. And if you can enjoy your own company, you know, you won't need anyone else. And I think it's obviously it's good to have a community, but she kind of just talks about how independence is the thing that pushed her forward in learning to be self-sufficient and learning to be reliant on herself for everything. Because she says that, you know, who's going to give yourself everything? Yourself. You're the only person that can kind of control your destiny, and things aren't going to be handed to you on a silver platter. You're the only person that has the control of whether or not your dreams come true. And that was such a huge point in the book where I felt like, oh, this is so relevant to my life right now. And I actually read a little bit more about her mother, and her mother gave her so many incredible life lessons. Obviously, she was a Holocaust survivor, so this woman is tough as nails. She came through and experienced one of the most devastating events in history, and she survived it. And she talks about how her mother, when she left the concentration camp, she was only like 40 pounds and she was 20 years old, which is absolutely devastating and really eye-opening to how blessed we are, first off, and also what resilience and strength of mind can get you. Because her mother always said that fear is not an option. You cannot be afraid of anything. You always have to stay in your power and to see the bright side of things. And she says, don't dwell on the dark side of things. Look for the light around it. And a story actually is when her mother was entering the concentration camp, everybody was put in a truck or a bus or something. And she actually found an older woman who also spoke German like her. And so she kind of felt like she had a friend or, you know, a guide, someone else that, you know, spoke her language and made her feel less alone. And then when they got to the camp, she was immediately separated from her friend and she was absolutely devastated. And it was absolutely heartbreaking. She felt so alone and so upset because she finally felt like she had found someone to help her through this. And she later found out that the group that was separated were immediately sent to be killed, to be murdered. And she says that you always have to think about what is the bright side of things. And even the most devastating events like that, the thing that she thought would be the most heartbreaking, horrible thing in the world actually ended up being an amazing thing. And she says that, you know, the worst thing that ever happened to you, what might seem like the most absolute worst thing that could ever happen to you, can in fact be the best. And in that situation, what happened was her life was spared. And, you know, she tells Diane all of this and she kind of instills these values in her from a young age and it sticks with her. And how could it not? And the idea that you have to be resilient, you have to be confident, you have to have no fear in any circumstance, and you always have to wait for another door to open. If one closes, wait for another door to open. And my favorite quote, which is going to be our quote of the week, is from her mother, and she says, never ever blame others for what befalls you, no matter how horrible it might be. Trust you and only you to be responsible for your life. And what an inspirational message. At the end of the day, you wake up and you're with yourself, you go to sleep and you're with yourself. And truly, we are the only people that we're going to be with guaranteed for the rest of our lives every single day. And so why not enjoy being around yourself? Why not enjoy your own company and depend on yourself to give you the things that you want? You know, I always say closed mouths don't get fed, but don't be afraid to speak up and don't be afraid to be bold and to be fearless and to ask for the things that you want, to go for the things that you want, because fear is not an option. And you're the only person that's ever going to give yourself your dreams. So that's a wrap on this. But I'm so excited for you guys to listen to Anna Kate. She says some amazing things about her internship experience, and we get into so many fun little tidbits. So I hope you guys enjoy the episode and have a great rest of your week. I'll see you next week. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Candid. I actually have a very special guest this week, Anna Kate.
Hi, y'all. My name is Anna Kate Taylor. I am a junior. Oh, I guess I'm a senior.
Yeah, I know. We're both seniors.
It's so weird. I'm a senior in apparel merchandising. I'm from Destin, Florida / Huntsville, Alabama. And yeah, I'm in New York this summer.
I know, we're both in New York. What are the chances? We both come from the same program at Auburn. So
it's pretty awesome.
It is awesome.
What are the odds?
I know. We recommend it to everybody if you're thinking about majoring in apparel merchandising. Best decision we've ever made. And it led us to New York. So
yeah, I guess I don't really know. How did you end up doing apparel merchandising?
Good question. So I remember going in, I was undecided. Okay. So when I applied to Auburn, I applied undecided because I just had no idea. And originally I wanted to do law, to be like pre-law and do like business and then go on a law track. But I'd always had an interest in fashion. I just didn't really think that it was possible or smart to major in something creative just because I went to like an academic high school where everybody was majoring in engineering.
The magnet school.
And so it's just like, if you weren't majoring in engineering or if you weren't pre-law or something really ambitious, then it was a stupid decision.
Yeah.
But as soon as I went to orientation, I remember I went to orientation and went to a presentation in Spital and they were talking about the fashion program. And I was like, okay.
Those human science girls, they are amazing. They literally, they know how to market us some apparel.
Oh, they do.
I remember going in and then like making my schedule during Care for Eagle. And they were
they
like,
got it
this
done
is
quick.
This is what you'll take. And this is what you need to do to graduate on track. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yes, ma'am.
And it just made me excited about it. And I saw it as a possibility. I think I'd already like changed it to apparel before I went to Camp War Eagle, but I was still kind of on the fence.
Yeah.
And then when I got there, I was like, no, like this is it.
And the dream was reality.
It was. Because I've always loved fashion. I love the fashion industry. I've always had a passion for it. Like, watch fashion shows in my free time. Always.
Y'all, Frances is a fashionista. Like, she truly
says you.
She truly is. She walked up in my apartment today, like, wearing this cute little outfit.
Oh, my gosh.
Wearing a black tank top.
I'm inspired by you, queen.
Go off.
But I've always had a passion for it. But, and I've always been a creative person. But I just didn't, it didn't really click until I got to college. I was like, what else could I be doing?
Yeah.
Like, what else would be as fun as this? And I remember the other day someone said in one of our meetings at work, they were like, intellect is good. It helps you get there.
Yeah.
But passion is what makes you stand out.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, no matter how much money I make, if I was in some big illustrious major that people respected more, it's like, if I'm not passionate about it, what's the point?
Yeah.
You know, if I'm at my desk every day wishing I could go home, like, why would I do it when I could work here?
Oh, that's good. Look at us getting deep.
I know. So tell me about why you chose apparel.
Oh, goodness. My parents have been so sweet from, like, the very beginning, like, always, like, encouraging me to do whatever my heart sees fit. But my mom actually was the one that found out apparel merchandising
oh
was
gosh.
A thing. And we used to watch, like, Say Yes to the Dress.
I love that
together.
Show.
Yes. And so she found out that Auburn had this program and she was like, you need to look at it. Like literally like my freshman year of high school. I was like, okay, like I guess I'll.
She was on the ball.
Oh no. She was like obsessed with it. We went in. I think she still works for human sciences.
Oh my gosh.
Louisa Wood literally like gave me a tour like my freshman year of high school.
That is so
cool. And like we went through
cool.
Spiral. She was like, this is history of costume. And I sat in Dr. Presley's class and I was like, this is for me.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, I will be like a, I don't know, like archivist for like Vogue or something. I don't know. And I knew in that moment, like, that's what I wanted to do, but didn't want to tell my mom because, like, my mom's, you know, can't be ever right. but that's kind of when I knew, decided that Auburn was right for me. My dad and my sister went to Auburn, so I just,
my parents went to Auburn too.
Yeah, I ran in the family and ended up going. Immediately signing up for apparel merchandising and still to this day like haven't looked back it's one of those things where I'm like this is like the best major for me
exactly.
I love the design route like merchandising truly is for me
I don't know it's weird because I know so many people I mean you can ask anybody at Auburn 9 times out of 10 they're gonna be like I've thought about changing my major or I have changed my major
I feel like so many people will come up to me whether it's just like on campus or off even at work off campus I work and they're like oh my gosh I wish I would have done that I think
exactly.
I could use that and you can use it for so many different
everything
merchandising is so vast so is design like
exactly.
you really can
yeah.
use it for architecture and so many different areas of life but they're like I wish I would have done that or I wish I would have known that was a thing and
exactly
I mean even one of my bosses at work she did this in the 70s like it might have not been called merchandising but like she went to Auburn for fashion and so it's really cool to me. I love the opportunity we have. So
I know it's such an amazing program. And it's also like how lucky, because I come from an Auburn family too.
Yeah.
How lucky are we that Auburn is one of the best
schools? We already have the love for it. And then they just give
exactly. The program is so good. And I feel like that would be a huge factor for anyone else deciding to major in fashion, is the school is important. And I think the Auburn does such a good job that it almost, when I found out how good their program was, it kind of put it over the top for me.
Yeah. And if the listeners can't already tell, we love Auburn.
Yeah.
We're Auburn galleys.
And I love that your parents are really supportive too, because mine were too. And I feel like that's such a huge
my
part of why I stuck with it.
Never told me like this isn't something I can truly like make a living
exactly. They never said that. They never said, how are you going to pay the bills? Yeah. Or is that even like, is
there's
that
there's been times
choice?
Where they're like, okay, like you need to make sure like you're really listening in class and not joking around. But they are definitely like full force, like Team AK, like they know
exactly
I can do this,
because at the end of the day, you can be successful doing anything. Yeah. There are people that didn't even graduate college. Yeah. That
I'm a firm believer that we have one of the best programs for this. I mean, obviously, like, we rank high in the nation for it, but also it's what you put in out of the classroom.
Oh, absolutely, like, so much of it.
I am so thankful for my professors. Mm-hmm. Like I said, like Dr. Presley and Dr. B, like they're amazing, but like they have taught me like go outside the classroom.
Exactly.
Like,
you have to pursue opportunities outside.
I mean, I
outside.
Know you were working outside the classroom as well, but what you're pursuing outside really fuels into what you're learning inside too.
And that's been a huge, because we're both going to talk about kind of our internship experience in fashion in New York.
Yeah, I haven't even gotten to why we're actually doing the podcast.
But that is one of the biggest pieces of advice I would give to anybody that's, you know, choosing to major in this. It's if you're asking the question of how do I get an internship, how do I enter the industry,
start now
and work. You can have perfect grades, you can participate in every club in school, but at the end of the day, the experience that you're going to gain actually working in the industry, whether you're working at a boutique or you're working, you know, on the customer analyst side, which is kind of what I do, no matter what you do, small or big, work before.
I also think it's such a big point that like it doesn't necessarily have to be like a 2-to-5 job after class, or like even in high school, like I was working 4 to 7:30 or, you know, on the weekends, literally 9 to 8:30 every weekend. But it could literally just be you volunteering for a trunk show.
Exactly.
Or you working for an Instagram and doing marketing. Like, I mean, or even just helping your friends style out.
Yes. Like, game changer.
Whatever you're doing, like volunteer at a local women's shelter that's donating clothing, like put that on your resume where people know that you're doing something for your community.
Exactly.
Getting experience with actual merchandising and sales and working with clothing, not just you putting an outfit on yourself, because that's not selling.
No, like, it's not. And the biggest thing I've learned about the fashion industry is everybody has their personal taste.
Yeah.
But in most of the jobs that you're going to have, you're not necessarily picking out things for your personal taste.
No.
You're appealing to a customer that's probably not you. Yeah. So you kind of have to learn to see things from a different perspective.
And I think you gotta put on your lens for each customer, which is very interesting.
And working in different environments like that helps you do that. Like I know I worked at a boutique and that literally completely changed my perspective of seeing how different age groups shopped and what was selling wasn't necessarily what I thought would sell.
Yeah.
But it was just so interesting.
I know. Oh, I'm so thankful for the experience, for sure.
Oh, I would do it again. Everybody get a job. I'm telling you, especially in this industry.
Even if it's for like 2 months, do it.
It's so valuable. And you'll learn. I've learned so much in the classroom, obviously. But I think you learn 10 times more.
I know, me shouting out like professors. I literally love.
We
have such
great professors.
I literally have like emailed the professors this summer just for reference. I know like we're recording this on July 6th, just for reference. I've been up here since... Oh my gosh, I've been up here since May 6th. So I guess 2 months. So I left after my last like exam, and I've emailed Dr. B and Dr. Presley so many times, just like, I miss y'all. Like,
oh, they're just the best.
They're unreal. Such a light, and like they have such a spirit of care. Like they care for
they
us.
They do care, and they care about where you go beyond the classroom too, which is important.
It's funny because I know like probably who's listening is already in the major, but if you are younger and you're like thinking about coming to the major, like truly you've got the best professors. Like,
oh, you do. I've never seen anything or people. Our professors offer and let you know about so many opportunities outside of the classroom. Like, I got my job at the lab that I work at because it was emailed to all the apparel majors. And I'm like,
they send so many.
They do. It's so helpful because they genuinely do want you to succeed. And I think that's what makes our department so valuable.
Yeah.
Is because of that. I don't think I would I would not have gotten this internship if I wasn't an apparel major at Auburn, for sure.
I mean, the connections and just the work that goes in behind it. It's truly amazing.
And you come in learning so, like, knowing so much that a lot of other people have to learn on the job, too.
Yeah, I definitely have the skill set that I already knew.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even just, like, knowing the technologies of, like, Shopify and Pinterest and all the back ends of those things that you don't think about that you need for an internship, I knew those things, which was really helpful.
So tell everybody about where you're interning. How is it going?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm interning at the Lisa Dewey. It's an apparel / accessories brand. We mostly like do women's and children's accessories. So think like giant headbands, giant earrings.
That's so fun.
Francis is wearing like a giant pair of earrings right now, and they're so cute.
That's
so
right up my
definitely
alley.
Up on the vibe. We are a very small company, so we have about kind of varies day to day. It's kind of a hybrid situation, but we have about 10 people in office a day.
That is so fun.
Yeah, so it's not your corporate, like, typical New York office space, but it's so sweet to work with people so closely.
And you get to know them really well,
yes,
too, which is nice.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Like, you're bumper to bumper with them, like, elbow to elbow. So I've definitely gotten to know these people so well. And it's really cool and something that I wasn't expecting, because I thought shifting from such a small, I guess, scale boutique life.
Yeah.
Just like what the South really promotes is boutiques. And like, that's amazing. Like, I love the experience I've gotten from boutiques. I've learned so much. But I thought coming to New York, like, I was going to get corporate, and that's just not what I got. I got even a corporate level sales, but still the small, tight knit family business, which has been such
the best of both worlds.
Yeah. It's been such a blessing. So I guess the story of of how I got it. Well, so weirdly enough, I was stressing about an internship.
And it is so stressful.
Oh my gosh, yeah. People don't talk about
that. They don't. Like, it's very, very stressful.
We get a notification through Canvas. If you haven't already gotten that notification, don't worry. You will get the notification.
Very soon.
Yeah. So I guess we had to like turn in our intent to intern. Was it like December or like October?
It was very early.
It was October.
It was very early.
And so I turned that in. I was like, okay, I know I'm doing summer of 2022 or whatever year it is. I'm not,
like, my brain is empty.
Yeah, when I submitted that, I guess it's 2021. And I was like, okay, I'm like submitting this. And I was like, I have to do it this summer. Like,
right?
I'm,
I mean,
I don't have another choice. Like, I'm not missing football season. Like, I know that
absolutely
sounds
not
silly, but like, I'm not missing it. So I started looking in like literally like October, emailing companies like hysterically, like finding LinkedIn profiles, like people, like executives, assistants.
It's
like when I tell you, I was like being like insane. Like,
oh, I know exactly what you mean.
Full on stalker girl. Like, I pulled out that high school like Instagram, Zillow, like all that stuff.
You gotta be though.
Like pages, like I pulled that out for this internship. And I was just like, okay, like, no one's emailing me back. Like, I, no joke, like, I'm being completely honest.
That's a reality of it.
I emailed 42 companies.
Girl, as you should.
42 companies, and my 43rd company I emailed was Lely. And the reason why I emailed them, I love telling the story, but Francis already kind of knows the story,
that is,
but
like,
it's
everything.
So fun to retell it. But I actually emailed them because a friend who is in apparel, she posted a like to know, you know, the fun stuff of a headband, and I had never seen the brand. And so I just clicked like to know and literally looked at their values, where they were, I mean, honestly, where they were donating money.
That's important.
And made sure it aligned with my beliefs. Mm-hmm. I really am like a strong believer that a company can support many charities that you might not personally agree with, but as long as they're donating somewhere and they have strong beliefs, like that's somewhere I'm willing to go. Like I want somewhere that's fighting for a cause. Nonprofit is like something that's really dear to my heart. And so I saw that they were working towards something. And so I was like, you know what? It can't hurt to send them an email. This was early December. The story is so long.
I love this roundabout,
but that's how people get internships, and it is important
and it's like
to know
out of
the story.
Out of 43, it only takes one person.
Yeah.
And I feel like in that way it was meant for you. The fact that you came across the brand from this
like random.
That is just crazy.
So I emailed the brand, they sent me an email back weirdly enough, now knowing the people who I emailed their like studio account that they don't use. They were cleaning out the email.
Oh my gosh.
And so it was the top email, and love her to death. It's our customer service girl. I've gotten so close with her, but she was like, yeah, I like saw your name and I thought it was a cute name, and like I didn't delete the email and I forwarded it. Like it was like literally like by chance, like the sweetest, like just amazing thing that could have happened, like a miracle. So they sent an email, I had an interview, they just like immediately responded. They were like, your resume looks stacked. Like that's what they said.
That's
your
so
resume
sweet.
Looks stacked. We would love to give you an interview like 2 weeks from now. Did the interview mid-December, went on Christmas break, was working all of Christmas break. Actually did my interview like at where I was working. Like,
my boss
is like the best. She was like, do the interview in the back room, like you're good. Did the interview, it went like amazing. I loved the vibe. They were so just down to earth and asking me what I wanted out of an internship. So I told them I was looking to do more influencer gifting. I wanted to do more nonprofit, which is two very different sectors, but it kind of falls under merchandising.
Absolutely.
And they were just very open to hearing what I had done in the past, what I wanted to work on like personally through work-life balance, everything, which I thought was really cool.
That is really cool.
And not something that you would normally see in like a corporate, honestly, a corporate interview process. So I had that interview and I didn't hear anything back for about 2 months. And I was just praying very intently about it and put like kind of a definite date on like, okay, I'm going to freak out on this day.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
I make a set time.
Yeah. And so I went to Magic Trade Show in Las Vegas with the company I was working for, and you know, it was at Market. I got this email and I was like, oh my goodness, like I got an internship.
That feeling.
It was literally from Lily, and they were just like, hey, like long time no talk, like we're gonna offer you this internship, what day do you want to start? Like so,
oh my gosh,
so amazing. And I think that something that isn't talked about a lot is corporate internships normally have a start date and
they
an
do.
End date.
Yeah.
And just to be completely candid, I am on a lot of different organizations. And I needed a very lax timeline of I could go early. I said I moved in May 6th. I needed to leave as soon as exams ended, and I needed to leave early in the summer. So I actually leave end of July so then I can get back for this organization. But I needed that, and I didn't even realize that I like was sending emails to companies that probably couldn't work around that.
Like
the chance that Lily was like willing to work around this was like amazing. So yeah, that was kind of the process. I got here May 6th.
That's just crazy though that you've been, because my internship started June 6th. So you've just been here.
I know
so
all the other Auburn
long.
Girls, they moved in like June 6th.
And, yeah.
We have a ton of girls working at Macy's. We have a ton of girls. We have a few girls at like Ann Taylor. So many different companies, but it has been cool. I got here like a full month before.
No,
I went
actually.
I was like, hey, y'all, like, let's do stuff.
And
so.
I feel like that's like before all the other interns got here too, because I see interns everywhere. I'm just like, okay, I know you're made. I know you're interning in finance. Like, you can spot them a mile away. And I'm like, I really hope I'm not as obvious.
No, I know I'm obvious. For the first month, I carried like a bright pink. You can like see in my closet, but like I carried a bright pink.
That was me.
Backpack around the city, and like I would literally like. I stuck out like a sore.
Oh, that was me. I was wearing.
It was so fun. I think that's something that, like, I mean, obviously style is different.
Yeah.
Like, we know that. We're fashion students. It's so fun. But I wear a lot of bright colors. I just think that, like, really
too.
Accentuates who I am and my personality. It brings a smile to people's faces. And the city is dirty. Like, it's not the nicest place to wear a bright colored dress. It will get dirty. But sticking out like a sore thumb here is such an asset. Like,
it is.
Do it.
And the people here are so nice about your outfits too.
Yes.
I've never gotten more compliments from random strangers.
And I think that's such a big talking point and something that I was really anxious about coming here. And I don't throw that word around like lightly.
Yeah.
Like anxious as the word. But I really think it's important to note that what you're bringing to the table, it's an asset. Like being Southern, being creative. Maybe you've got big curly hair like I do. Maybe you like to talk a lot. Maybe you're loud. Maybe you're quiet. Like, it doesn't really matter what it is, but like, your personality is an asset you're bringing to the table. Your background is an asset.
Exactly.
We kind of talked about before we started recording that we're both children of military dads, and so that's an asset.
It
I bring a personality trait that has shaped the way I believe in certain things to the table, and I think that's so important when talking about looking for a job after college, or even just an internship. But I'm bringing that to the table without even knowing it coming here, and I was so scared about like who I was coming here, and like, I had one of my dad's friends tell me that has worked in New York for many years. He was like, don't let your Southernness scare you when you get up there. Like, embrace that. Like,
exactly.
There's not a lot of Southern people up here.
There aren't at all.
And if they are Southern, and when I say Southern, I don't necessarily mean like from the South. I mean, we go to Auburn. Like,
yeah.
People are going to be like, oh, where did you go to school? Oh, I went to Auburn in Alabama. Like, people might not look at that the same as if you said,
oh, absolutely.
I went to school in the heart of New York, or I went to somewhere, you know, yada yada in the different country. Like, they might not look at you the same way, but like, bring that. Like, we are being taught so well and from a foundation of the same textbooks they're being taught from. If not better, because we have so many opportunities.
Exactly.
Because people know that these kids that are coming, or, you know, young women and young men from Auburn are really skilled. Like,
they are, and you're well-rounded, too.
They've proven to be great interns, and then, I mean, in the future, great employees.
Exactly, and I feel like, you know, coming here, it can be intimidating. I remember the first day when, you know, I was meeting so many
The first day stories are always my favorite.
And I would be having a conversation, and then sort of somewhere in there, they'd be like, oh, where are you from?
Yeah.
And I would say Alabama, and it was always so funny to, like,
they want to be like, oh, y'all.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm like, well, I gave it away. And they're always like, oh, you said y'all, or, like, you have a little accent. And it was so funny that I've never – you know, I was kind of worried about it coming in, that people would think I was stupid because there's such a big stereotype about people that come from the South.
Yeah.
But it's honestly, like, I love where I come from. Yeah. I love being from Alabama.
I love it. And I did touch on it, but I did move around a lot growing up. But I still, like, stayed primarily in the South. I'm still Southern.
Yeah.
But it is funny that you say that, because one of my first weeks here, someone was like, oh, what Southern state are you from? They didn't ask my name. They hadn't talked to me yet. And I was like, just what I was wearing kind of gave it away.
Oh,
like, I will say, like, yeah. It was a pink backpack.
Yeah.
Like, it gave it away. And I'm okay with that. And I started talking to the person, and I was kind of explaining. The person was like, oh, well, what's your name? And I said my name. I was like, Anna Kate. And the person was like, oh, my goodness. Like, yep, that's a dead giveaway. And I was like, why would I ever look down on myself for this? Like, this is so cool that, like, I get to be different than anyone.
No, I love,
like,
it.
I love being different. So,
I feel like I'm the British. I'm, like, the person with the British accent.
That's it. Yeah, that we all, like, rave about when we're, like, down. Yeah.
People genuinely, I've been surprised they love it. Like, they love a Southern accent. Like,
yeah.
I remember early on when I got here, I got a call from some leasing agent that I guess, like, I had submitted some form before. And she was like, oh, my gosh, I just love your accent. Like, and she was British. And I was like, you love my accent.
I love yours.
And I'm like, okay, that gave me enough confidence. Cause, you know, people are always like, oh, you have such an accent. I'm like, oh, y'all don't know an accent.
Yeah.
Just wait. Yeah. Just wait till you come to Alabama. They're way thicker.
Moral of the story on this part is just embrace who you are. And, like, don't, I think that we all get the idea of, like, you have to go to New York, you have to go to LA, you have to go to Dallas for these internships, which is so not the truth.
It's not the truth. They're everywhere.
They are everywhere. Stay in your hometown.
Exactly.
If you want to stay home for the summer,
do it. Embrace that.
Do an internship. Like, I live in Destin, Florida. Like, that would have been a dream.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm sure my parents would have loved that, too, because this is not for the faint-hearted.
Oh, it's not.
This has been such a refining summer and just the best summer, but it's also not cheap, and it's not easy.
Oh, it's not cheap. It's not easy. I mean.
But also, like, Destin would have been so fun.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So fun.
A little beach
and
store.
I would have so loved to learn from a small beach store and, I don't know, see the tourists come in and shop. That's a whole different market. So don't diminish like where you're at. And if you want to go home,
go home.
Don't feel bad and don't feel like it's not worthy
exactly
of putting on your LinkedIn and sharing later.
And don't compare your what you're, if you're in the internship process looking for an internship, no matter what you do, do not go on LinkedIn during like the peak season.
Do not get on it.
And like comparison scroll. It's exhausting.
I didn't post mine. This is something that like, I'll just say for reference. I know Dr. V like got a laugh out of this one, but I got my internship officially in February and I did not post it until after, I guess it was the week before graduation. For everyone, I just remember it because it was the same night I got my at the ring ceremony. I took like my name, my mom, like take a picture of me and like one of the Lely headbands on the steps of Sanford. But I didn't post anything on LinkedIn until 2 or 3 months later. Even though I had already accepted it, I had all my documents turned in. I literally was like packing. I moved like 2 days after I posted LinkedIn.
That's just insane.
But it was because nothing is going to come out of me posting that other than other people comparing and me comparing myself to other
people. I know like, LinkedIn can be a very
honest, like I know you're at Macy's and I have other friends that are at Macy's. And when they posted that they got Macy's, early the semesters, I think it was even fall semester.
It's like a rolling process so that people start early.
Which is so cool that the corporate internships do this, but I was just so heartbroken that I was trying so hard to get an internship and I didn't understand why people had already gotten them and I hadn't. Don't look at LinkedIn.
No,
unless you're looking at the job search feed.
Exactly. Because it can be such an asset in that aspect because so much of like I've gotten such incredible connections from LinkedIn and looking on there. But if you're going with no purpose, like don't treat LinkedIn like Instagram.
A snap moment. Do not treat LinkedIn like Instagram. It's not for you to just scroll on there and look and see what everyone's doing. Like, yes, congratulate people. Like, this is a space for you to really hype up your friends. Like, we have worked hard. These people, like, the accounting majors that are trying to get an internship for 3 years and going to, like, these happy hours with these accounting firms, like, congratulate them.
For real.
They need that. Congratulations.
There's so much goes into it.
Your apparel friends, they need the congrats, girl. Like, you're going to live it up in New York or congrats, you're going to live it up in your hometown. Like, say that because truly, like, it's hard.
It is hard.
It is so hard.
And this is such a competitive industry to enter to. Yeah. Every little girl wants to work in fashion. Grows up wanting to work in
fashion.
Every
little girl and every little boy. This is so,
such a
so
huge
hard.
Industry.
And I think that it's so easy for you to get on LinkedIn and feel and bad about yourself. But don't let it become your next form of social media.
No. I remember happened when we got that email. Honestly, it was like it had been on my mind, but I wasn't like okay because I just assumed spring semester is the time to search. And well,
it is.
That's what I thought, and then I start getting on LinkedIn, and I'm like, wait a sec, rewind, and then all these people have internships, and I'm like, what on earth? It's October. And so I kind of started my search.
When did you?
Like a little bit after Christmas when I had a little bit of a break during Christmas
break. I feel
break.
Like that's such a good talking point. I kind of learned it from a lot of the older girls, especially the girls who went through getting internships right before COVID hit.
So
I guess 2020. I can't remember COVID, whatever. So they were applying for internships, I guess, February, March. COVID hits, they get sent home, which is crazy. They all end up doing their internships virtually, but they were told before then, like, hey, you're not going to find an internship until March, April of your junior year. But that was normal. They were told that.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that like really needs to be reiterated. You're okay. Like you're not gonna
evaluate your options too.
Yeah. Like you can tell a company no. Like it is okay. Like if you don't feel fit there, if you don't feel like it's a place you can grow, that is okay.
You need to think about that deeply.
Yeah. I think that like to be completely candid, get it. I didn't get another offer from another company. I didn't interview with another company. This was just I didn't get like another interview from another company. I didn't have another offer. And this was truly like a gift that I got this internship. I don't know what I would have done. I know I would have found an option. Yeah. I would have probably gone to Destin. I think that would have been the best option for me. Like rest would like, I would have needed that. And I would have been so, so happy there and joyful. But it's okay if you don't find an internship.
It's not the end of the world.
Until April.
Oh, like, my gosh.
I know so many people who found it the day of the deadline.
Oh, that's insane. Like, I feel like that would, in a year ago, that so would have been me.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I just had so much panic about, oh, I better get to work.
Yeah.
Like, it just stressed me out finding one. And so I started applying.
I don't know if this was your case, and I so just interrupted
you. No, you're fine.
Most people don't post their internships or even respond to your emails. And this is really where I messed up. And I just think this is like such a good piece of advice. But most people don't start letting people apply for their summer internships until their spring internships are done.
Oh, that's interesting.
So I saw spring postings, and I know you probably saw this on LinkedIn up until like, I don't know, like it was probably like December. Because they were still getting people for their spring
interns. Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, wait, what? Like, I don't want to be a spring intern, which let me just hype that up. Being a spring intern is so okay. Like, if you want to leave Auburn's campus and go somewhere.
Do it. It's like a study abroad.
Yeah, it's literally, people go overseas and do internships. Like, that is such an option. Do that. Find a company abroad and do an internship. I know that Human Sciences has a great way of, like, approving that. You can so do that. I like, honestly, like if I had more time here at Auburn, like I so would do it.
Oh, me too.
I found so many companies that were like in London that I like applied for. And my dad was like, how are you going to pay for this?
Oh, literally.
Cause you know, most internships are unpaid. Mm-hmm.
This is the most expensive city in the world too. Which I think it's something to evaluate before you come here. And also what you were saying earlier about, if you want to do an internship somewhere else, it does not have to be New York. It doesn't have to be Los Angeles. This place is that there's a reason they say it chews you up and spits you out. It's not for the weak. And I think if you're somebody that can't really handle being alone a lot, or if you don't take stress very easily, or if you're scared very easily, this might not be the place
Francis
for you.
Francis is just ranting today.
No.
Did you have a rough day and some people that you didn't want to see?
No. I mean, I've loved it so much, but there have been moments where I'm like, if I were anyone else.
Yeah, I think that's also something so big to talk about. Instagram is not reality.
No, it's not.
I did not post anything for the first month and a half I was here. I'm just trying to like really assess what I was doing here. Not like what am I doing here, but this has been a dream of mine since since I was a little girl. But living here is not visiting.
No, it's not.
I knew that, but also like it really humanizes it when you get here. Like your heart breaks for the people around you, and you want to serve the community around you. I mean, at least that's how I felt.
No, it's hard.
Yeah, I got involved in a church as soon as I got here. I started meeting people. I started talking to random people. Mm-hmm. Not random people.
But you have to.
You know, like people in stores. Yeah. And,
just for any social connection is so good.
People at work, going to dinner with people. It's definitely hard, and like putting it on Instagram and, you know, Facebook for my grandmother and stuff and saying like, oh, la la la, like it's amazing. That would be a lie. Like there's been days where like I've been stuck in this room with one green wall and, you know, the brown walls and been like, I feel like I'm in a classroom. Like I literally am staying in a dorm style, like apartment. Yes. Like it's like living in the quad and I'm a senior in college. Like nothing is wrong with the quad, but like, I do miss my bed. Like I miss my kitchen. I miss my family. Like it's definitely like an adjustment, and it would be a lie to like just get to Instagram and be like, I love New York.
New York City.
Yeah. But also like it would be a lie not to get on social media and be like, this is like the best thing that like I've been gifted. Because like this has been my dream and like it's finally coming true.
Oh my gosh.
So like celebrate wherever you go, whether it's home, whether it's Dallas, whether it's overseas, whether it's New York, celebrate where you go and be proud of yourself for like getting there. But also know that like it can be bad, and like it's okay to cry. Like it's okay to have an awful day.
Oh, I've had several meltdowns.
I want to hear about like your bad some of your bad days. I'm sure you
shared
some of them, but like I've had some interning, like it's not a Devil Wears Prada, like let's be honest. I mean,
favorite movie.
It might be for some people, but it hasn't been Devil Wears Prada for me at all. Like, I mean, I've gone and gotten my second week here, I went and got them like a Coca-Cola, but
oh my gosh,
I didn't like, I haven't gone and gotten them coffee. Yeah. Like I haven't done that. Like, no,
me neither.
But, it's definitely not Devil Wears Prada, but like there's some bad days.
Oh yeah.
Like I've made deliveries in 90 degree weather. Like
it started to get really hot here too.
Stuck on the subway. Like,
oh, the subway just really gets me. I feel like that's where a lot of my funny moments have happened.
Savvy on the subway. Like, I love transportation.
Now I am,
systems.
But in the beginning, like,
see, I didn't have any trouble with it.
Oh, like, it wasn't
I guess
clicking.
My brain just like clicks with that stuff. But I just, I got stuck on it. The signal, like, you know, like it actually like broke down and like,
oh, that's
stuck
happened to
in
me.
A tunnel. And I was like trying to get to like a workout wear company, drop off like samples, like for a collab or whatever. I was like calling the person. I was like, I'm so sorry, like I am stuck like in the tunnel. There's just been bad days, but like
things just happen.
Yeah,
here.
It just happens, but like it's not as bad as people like
movies, it really isn't.
Movies make internships out to be like the worst things ever.
I mean,
especially in the apparel field.
Oh,
like, what is that? Like,
yeah,
stop harping on it.
Like I haven't had to do anything like going to get called. I feel like a corporate intern, it's very, it's structured in a
such
different
a, like
way.
Good structure.
Oh,
too.
It's amazing.
They're like
I'm obsessed.
Do this at this hour and
oh,
get on this meeting.
Uh-huh. Every day that I've showed up, I think at the end of the day, every time I go into the office, I blink and it's 6 p.m.
Oh yeah.
I love what I'm doing.
So fast because they have you doing so much.
Oh yeah. And it's like there's not 1 minute when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh, I gotta go to work. I'm like, oh my god, I get to go to work.
Yeah.
And that's what's important. And like I'll have moments where I go to the bathroom and there's like a window and I just see Manhattan.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I think that's something like that when I have a bad day, or like not a bad day, but like
but it's
something
just like,
is just like, and that wasn't so fun, like that was kind of tricky. I'm like, okay, but like it could have been tricky somewhere else, but I'm in New York City, and
so much had to happen
that
for us
might
to
just
get here.
That might just be like naiveness or like just like me living in my honeymoon phase of like New York, but like,
but it's like I never want to lose that.
I'm so thankful and like so grateful that like the Lord brought me here, and like why not just be like
exactly
la la la, like I'm in New York, so
like
be safe, don't be stupid while here, but if you can get here or get to any city that you feel called to be in, that do it, you know, try it out. If you hate it, you don't have to come
back.
And
it's so worth it. And I was so worried about coming here that I was going to be like, oh, what have I done? Like, this is not my vibe at all. But it was the complete opposite.
It is my vibe.
And I genuinely,
I am New York.
Oh, I love it. And I feel at home here. And there, like, it genuinely doesn't feel like I'm visiting anymore because I've been here a while.
Well,
you've been here longer.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I can't imagine being anywhere else. Like, I feel like once I leave, I'm going to be like, oh, when am I going back?
The adjustment period getting here was like 2 days. I was like, okay, I live here. The adjustment period going back to Auburn, I've already kind of tried to prepare myself.
Oh, I can't. I'm gonna have a meltdown.
I leave in 3 weeks, which like 3 weeks, that sounds like forever,
but
it's really not.
It's not long enough.
Especially when you're here for 12 weeks, which like doesn't sound like that long either, but, I've kind of, me and another girl that go to Auburn, we were talking about it this morning, and I was just like, I really, truly am trying to adjust to the fact that, like, it's going to be a lot slower pace when I get back to Auburn, which, like,
that's not going to be
the organization I was talking about earlier. Like, it will be slow pace for 2 weeks, but I'm so excited for that. I love the hustle and bustle, but, like,
oh,
after
me too.
That's done, like, I'm really going to have to be, like, whoa.
Oh, I think I'm going
to
snap. I'm
going to, like, take a nap. Like,
I don't know
what I'm going to do.
I don't know what I'm, because even now, sometimes, I'm like, okay, what's next? Like, I'll get home, like, I'll be finished, like, wrapping up work. Not just my internship, but, you know, just work period at like 9. And I'm like, what do I do now? Like, I need to, like, there's
Missing
something else. And I feel like New York just pushes you to want to do something
more.
The
work culture here, I will say, and like, not even just work culture, but the go, go, go culture, something I've taken really into account of, do I see myself living here after or post-grad? Everyone, like, you can't just go to bed.
Oh,
like,
no.
You've got to go to dinner. You've got to, like, go to a gallery. You've got to go to a brunch.
Yeah.
Like,
you always feel like you got to be doing something.
And, like, Saturday literally, like, was the first day. I did not leave this room.
As you should.
And like, I've been here for 70 days now. I literally was like, I'm not leaving this room. I read a full book. I made food. I did everything in this room.
And you need to do that.
And I was like, you know what? Like, some might say that that's unhealthy, but I would say that that's
no, I think that's necessary because I need to do that.
I've walked over 6 miles a day. Like, I've been go, nonstop for 2.5 mm-hmm. months. And like, taking a break is so needed. Like, I have been like mentally and spiritually so rested and like mm-hmm. at an all time, like my cup is so full, but like physically, like I needed that rest.
Oh yeah.
So,
but it's like, you have to remember, just because you're in New York doesn't mean that you can't do the things that you would do at home.
Yeah.
And that's something I've been trying to teach myself. I'm like,
I know. I like literally cleaned my bathroom before you got here. And I was like, this is peak
I know.
Post work vibes, like
literally. And it's like, what would I sometimes that on a Saturday in Auburn,
yeah,
I would just stay in my room,
yeah,
read a book, chill,
yeah.
But it's kind of like I've been teaching myself to slow down,
yeah,
and to relax,
yeah, because it's like, this goes for everyone no matter where you are. Like, this is still summer break.
I know, I completely forgot.
We like still have to go back to classes,
uh-huh,
and we will have to study until the crack of dawn for our sweet finance test or whatever, mm-hmm, you got next semester. Football games will be around the corner. Like, we are still going to have to go.
That's just going to be such
and
a
like,
weird thing to ease back into after this.
Yeah,
like, I don't know.
They are so aware that you need a break, and so that's why they give you summer break. Sometimes they don't factor into account that majors require,
mm-hmm,
you to have an internship. Not saying that apparel is, like, the only one that does that.
Oh,
obviously,
yeah,
like, so many majors do that. And this is, like, such a joy and an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
But you still gotta like fuel into your body and taking care of yourself. So
especially here, because I feel like there is so much physical activity. Like I would have,
didn't
walk. I swear, I thought I walked a lot in
Auburn.
I'm like,
oh, I walk all over campus, like work out now. No, like I literally the first couple weeks I was here, I was like, I don't need to take the subway. Like I want to get to know the
uh-huh.
city.
And it's
walking.
Always walk if you're in New York. Always, you get to see so much more.
It's so nice just to walk everywhere. And like the first couple weeks in May, it was still like 60 degrees here.
I bet it was
yeah,
perfect.
It was so nice. Not anymore. It's like 90.
Mm-hmm. Today was, I was sweating going in the office.
Radiating off the buildings. Oh my gosh, it's so hot. The people like back home in Alabama, they're like,
oh, it's like 110.
Like, yeah,
that's what my mom was saying earlier.
Up,
my girl.
But literally like it was so beautiful just to do that. But like I was walking like 14 miles a day and I was like, girl, you gotta chill.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Your feet are gonna fall
No,
off.
I'm telling you, like, I
the
swear.
The blisters.
Oh, it's so bad. Like, my
yeah.
feet, I just know, like, I swear my feet hurt so
yeah.
bad at the end of the day.
Best piece of advice if you do get an internship in New York, bring only sneakers.
Literally, you're not gonna wear anything
get
else.
Get blister band-aids. Yep.
Oh, I always put band-aids on my feet now. Like, it doesn't matter what shoes I'm wearing. I'm like, once I make a shoe choice and I
yeah.
leave the house, it's
no,
done.
Like, these are, like, I'm wearing, like, the classic, like, Adidas shoes. I've had these since 9th grade. I wish y'all could see the visual. Maybe we can get Candid like on YouTube. Like, you know,
we
YouTube,
need to.
YouTube
yeah,
podcast.
We need to.
But I've literally worn these like every day. Like, they're not the cutest, but like,
no, I love them.
They literally are so comfortable. I'm like, no blisters.
Prioritize comfort. And that's
yeah.
coming from somebody who's never prioritized
comfort
in their life.
Yeah.
It's different here.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have to walk places.
Oh, the worst. Oh, this is a story time. I know, like, we're just like chit chatting, but, we had a photo shoot
mm-hmm.
at Pier 59, which is so,
oh, that's
fun.
So fun.
It's basically like on the Hudson River, it overlooks it. But we were shooting there and I was at the office, which like probably like a 15-minute walk
mm-hmm.
from there. So all day I literally got called to the photo shoot like 5 times. Like,
oh,
this was
gosh.
Like a true, like, okay, this was like the one day I was like, I am in Devil Wears Prada, like what is going on? But my supervisor was like so sweet. She was like, do you need a snack? I was like, no, I'm good. I was like, I'll take a water though. But
for real.
Literally like walking back and forth. And I was like, I'm going to wear like a cute outfit today. Like, it's a photo shoot. Like, you know, it's
big
such
mistake.
Immaculate vibes. Like, it was so cool. We were shooting like holiday, like all sparkles.
That's so fun.
And so if you know me, I have these like classic pair of metallic pink cowboy boots.
Oh,
I
that's
wore
iconic.
Them. I wore them. One, it was terrible for just, like, the people on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't really care what people think of me. Like, I love wearing what I like to wear.
Yeah.
But I did get a few little catcalls. Don't vibe
That's
with that.
That's always the worst.
Don't vibe with that at all. But I felt very confident until they started catcalling me. I was like, I hate that. Stop that. And then I started feeling worse and worse throughout the day as my feet started bleeding.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So that's my horror story of wear sneakers.
Oh, absolutely.
That's like the one and only time I haven't worn sneakers to work. Like literally the one and only time. And I like, it was like 2 months in and I was like, oh, like I'm so smart. Like this is amazing. No.
Oh, that sounds bleeding.
Yeah.
Girl, you're so.
I like borrowed socks from, like, we also sell socks if you want cute socks. But I borrowed socks. I was like, I need double layers of socks. It also just had to do with, like, I was running through Manhattan.
So probably, I mean, yeah. If you were just sitting at
Yeah, if I was like sitting or just walking, like, yeah, strut my stuff.
No.
It probably wouldn't have been bleeding.
No, I've only worn sneakers pretty much. I've worn sneakers and I've worn little heels some days, but they're comfortable.
Oh, she's bold.
But they're like small little, I would never wear like a platform. Oh, good God. I would die because with my luck, I'd like fall down the stairs going to the subway.
No.
That's just not it. But it's just been like, there are just so many things that you can't know until you get here. And so there's just no use of even trying.
Yeah.
I mean, you can prepare for some things, but a lot of it's just culture shock.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be with different people in a completely different place.
Yeah.
And so I've known.
And also, like, it's the same for, like, if people come to Auburn and they're not from the South. Like, it was really cool for me because I have moved around so much but never lived, I mean, upper New England states. And so I guess this isn't really technically New England, but you know what I mean. But this has been so cool just to see a new part of the country and also just really understand, like, this truly is such a diverse population. Mm-hmm. I mean, the amounts of people in the city, just in a 14-mile radius is just crazy.
Insane.
And you learn so much about yourself. You learn so much about other people, how to treat people better, how to listen, how to, I mean, speak, just speak to people
in a kind way.
It's really been an awesome experience.
And it's taught me so much about how you talk to people matters.
Yeah.
Because coming from the South, obviously there's like a, so like it's manners, and then you'll say that here and immediately they just love it.
They're like, you're so nice. This is like going to sound so like, I hate to say chewy, but whatever. I got like a Tiffany's bracelet when I was here, when I was like a little girl with my mom. And I broke it the other day.
Oh my
gosh. Like, oh, well, this will be fun. I'll go to Tiffany's. Like, you know, Audrey Hepburn moment. Went and I was sitting with the customer service woman and guy, and they're like, you are so nice.
Oh my god.
And like, they work in customer service, so nice. And they were like, where are you from? And I was like, I'm from the South, like I live in Destin, Florida. And they were like, it is so hard to come by someone who is this nice to us. Like, I will like, please,
that's
like
so cute.
They literally gave me their card. They were like, if you ever need a job, please, like, I was like, oh my
sweet.
Okay. And me like bringing in like the like actual like the cheapest item at Tiffany's to fix it. I was like, please fix this, like help. So it's just like you never know what being kind to someone will really do. Which like it shouldn't be transactional, but like just being kind to someone, like, that's been such a true lesson. So.
Oh, absolutely, especially here because I feel like you see
yeah,
more.
You see people just be so rude.
Mean.
Yeah, but also like the random acts of kindness. I did like a little devotional with my friend about random acts of kindness that I've seen here in the city. And my first couple weeks here, like just seeing people treat others with kindness that you wouldn't normally be looking for. But it's there. If you look for it, it's there. And you just have to be you have to be positive. You have
always find the positive
here.
You
have to find the positive.
Don't let yourself get in a spiral. Like, I remember one of my first days in the city, my sister came to help me move. And we were trying to figure out how to use Apple Pay for the subway. Mm-hmm. And at first we were...
The Omni Pay.
Oh, we were using Omni. Like, through it. It was just... Hers wasn't working. I had gotten in. She didn't. And then this man came up and
I did that on Saturday for someone. And the lady was like, you did not have to do that. Like, I have a Tap Pay card. And I was like, but your kids are already in here. Like, this is a subway station. I'm obviously standing on the other side with her kids. I handed her, like, my card, which, like, it's a Venmo card. There's, like, $5 on there. Like, literally, like, this lady could have run away with it. Mm-hmm. My parents are listening. Don't worry. It's not your money. But, like, she could have ran away with it. Like, I don't know this lady, but, like, doing something so simple as that, and like I'm not saying this like praising myself, but like doing something as simple as just paying $2.75 like for a Subway ride for someone, like, that lady, like, that could have changed the trajectory of her day. Mm-hmm. And, like, I didn't think anything of it until you just mentioned that.
And like, I still remember, like, that man doing that. And yeah. It was so helpful because we couldn't figure it out. We were stressed. We were about to miss our train. And he did that. And it was just, it's something I still remember. And I think it's, like, so true to every New Yorker is there are so many good people here. So don't believe what people say about New Yorkers are so mean. Because I genuinely think, like, they're some of the nicest people I've ever met here. Yeah. So
That's true. Oh, I love New York.
Me too. I'm like, oh.
It might be gross on trash day especially, but I love New York.
But it's worth it. Every day I'm like, I'm in the greatest city in the world. How is this real? Like, I genuinely can't believe it sometimes. Like, how lucky I am to be here. How many things had to go right for me to be here.
Yeah.
All the sacrifices. The
stars had to align.
They did. Because this is, I mean, just even trying to find somewhere to live is like, it's not for the week at all.
No. I've talked about it, but I'm like living in like a dorm style thing, kind of like Francis's. We're actually living in like the same company of student housing that does short-term living, which obviously, like, after we move out, we would definitely share. I don't know if you like said what it is, but we would share like the link and definitely reach out to either of us if you need,
because
if you come to New York,
it's been actually amazing
and so perfect.
I'm so glad
for meeting people and just community, and also just safety.
Safety, because that's a big aspect too that you don't think you're going to worry about, but you do.
Yeah, and they have them located throughout the city and in Brooklyn that are very much, they're like centralized to places where a lot of interns might be working.
So. And it's amazing. Yeah. So definitely recommend that. But we're getting to the end. So
I know.
Anna Kate, do you have any final words of advice for being an intern in New York in fashion?
I would say, just like generally speaking for internships, the process of it, getting to New York, if that's something you want to do, don't rush the process. Trust the process. Have some faith in yourself and what you've worked so hard to become. Like, if you've gone to class, if you paid attention, if you know what you kind of want, even if you don't know what you want, I have no idea what I want to be when I grow up. You'll be okay. You'll learn while you're here. Don't be afraid to step out on your own. Don't worry about what your friends are doing. I will be completely honest. None of my like super, super close friends. If anyone's listening from my Panera lunch squad, I'm super tight knit with my apparel girls, and none of them had made the decision. I would say they had the opportunity to come to New York, but made the decision to come to New York. And that was kind of heartbreaking, but definitely do something for yourself. Like, this is the one time in your life you can truly do something for yourself and learn for yourself. So do it, but don't rush it. Definitely take the time and make sure it's the right decision. Talk to your parents. Ask your parents' advice. They're going to...
Oh, absolutely.
Your parents actually have worked for probably a good 40-plus years now, so they probably have a little bit more experience than you do.
And it's, like, something I would say, maybe if I was talking to myself a year ago, is... don't overstress it, because
it will happen.
Luck, they say luck is where preparation meets opportunity, and more likely than not, you prepared for it and you deserve it. And I think there's a little bit of, you know, when you get there, you're like, oh my gosh, like am I smart enough for this? Am I good enough for this? But you are, and there's a reason that you're there. You bring something to the table that somebody else doesn't, and it's yourself because no one else can be like you. And there's a reason they chose you.
Also, like, last thing on my like advice, you need an internship for credit. Companies need an intern so bad, like, you don't even understand. Francis and I and every single intern in this city can vouch for that. They need you more than you need them, I promise you. Like, you can have an internship for how many semesters are we in college? I don't think, like,
eight. We're in semester,
I guess, like,
we're in seven. We're in six. We just finished our
sixth. You need it, you know, on the backside of your junior year. You can get it for, I guess, four semesters, technically counting if you stay late. They need you so bad. You will find somewhere to intern.
Oh, you absolutely will find somewhere.
They need an intern, so don't worry about
it. And things, more often than not, work out in the most strange ways. In a lot, and I'm going to say it, it's probably not going to fall into your lap.
Yeah.
And maybe it will.
Work for it.
You do have to work for it. And I remember my mom told me this, and this is something I even said in my interview for Macy's, and my interviewer laughed. She thought it was so funny, but my mom always told me, so much of what you get in life is going to be based on who you know. And we don't know anyone. So you got to work really hard.
Yeah.
And she just got such a kick out of that. But it's so true. And that's always been my mindset, is like, I'm not, you might not be handed an internship on a silver platter, but it makes you want to work for it.
Yeah.
And you're deserving of it.
You're going to be so much more proud of yourself.
Exactly.
And the people around you are going to be so proud of you because you got it. Like, no one else got this for you. You got it. So.
And with that being said, also utilize your connections.
Yeah.
You know, you never know who you know from somewhere that knows how great of an employee you are, knows how hardworking you are, that could connect you with someone else. And honestly, no matter how big the company is, never be like, there's just no way that I would get that, or I'm not smart enough for this. Like, they would never even look at my application. You never know. Aim big. Or what do they say? Aim for the moon and you'll land. Even if you fall, you'll land on the stars.
Infinity and beyond.
And it and go for it. Yeah. You just never know who's going to say yes. And it's like, out of 43, all it takes is one. So if you don't, I don't know many people who got an offer from every, I mean, that is just, I would like to meet them. I'm like, who are you?
If I would have gotten the first email back from a company, I think I would be so large-headed. I think that it would have been an awful summer because I wouldn't have worked for it.
Exactly.
And it wouldn't have meant as much. And I'm so thankful that I went through this process of feeling rejected and then realizing that I wasn't rejected. I was just waiting for the right time.
Exactly. You know? So, and it's like
that's my sixth sense on internships.
And you landed with who you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
And it's
been the best summer. It's been very
life-changing.
Life-changing. Refining.
So, for sure. I feel like I'm definitely not going to. I've been telling my friends, I'm like, I'm not going to be the same person when I go.
Yeah.
But
I'm
in the
a
best
New Yorker
way.
Now.
But in the best way, I've learned so much about being an adult, but also just like, who am I? Like, what do I enjoy? Like, oh, it's just been the best. Well, it was so much fun talking to you.
Well, thanks for having
You're
me.
You're such a great guest. She's a natural, you guys. She'll definitely be back on another episode. But thank you so much, as always, for listening. And we'll see you next time. Say bye.
Bye.
Bye.